Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There will be absolutely nothing controversial on this show as we rank the Big 12 football coaches going into the 2025 college football season, right? We're all going to agree on these rankings. They are set in stone. They are black and white. There is absolutely no gray area, correct? Okay, fine. We all know that's not going to be true. I will rank down the Big 12 football coaches from 16 all the way to number one. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we are glad you're here. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and if you're on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. When you do that and you send me an email with your rating and review, you will be entered to win some free Heartland merch every single week. So thank you for doing that, and we are glad that you are here joining us on the start of the show. So at number 16, the worst Big 12 football coach going into 2025, and I will preface this by saying a lot of this is based on feel. It's not just what you've done in your current Big 12 spot. It is career-based. It's how I would project you going forward. It's a little bit of everything, okay? At number 16, I've got Scott Satterfield, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats, coming in there. Now, here's the thing. He's won, of course, in the Sun Belt at Appalachian State. But at the Power 4 level, his best year came in his first year at Louisville. Took over after Bobby Petrino got fired, and in 2019, Louisville went 8-5. But since then, in 5 years as a head coach at the Power 5 level, he has one season above 500. That's it for Scott Satterfield. He took over a good Cincinnati program, very good, from Luke Fickell, and they have not finished above 500, going 3-9 and 5-7 each of the past two seasons. They've gone a combined 4-14 in the Big 12. So I've got Scott Satterfield near the bottom of my rankings when it comes to the Big 12's best coaches, from worst all the way up to first. At number 15 on the list, I've got Scott Frost, the now head coach at UCF. You know, he took over, obviously, a program that was in great shape at UCF. And he deserves, of course, taking this team up to 13-0 and winning the Peach Bowl, which he did in 2017. But Nebraska was an absolute disaster. Now, I know coaches have struggled at Nebraska over the last 10-plus years, 15 years. I get it. I understand that. But I couldn't find a reason to have anybody outside of Scott Satterfield below Scott Frost at this point in time based on their careers. So that's why I've got Scott Frost at number 15. But he's taken over a program he's had success with, he knows very well, and I believe has some of the most upside in the entire Big 12 conference. Really, of anywhere in the country, when you talk about just pure upside, I would have him right there. So no excuses anymore for Scott Frost. He's got a fresh slate. He's got a second opportunity. And now he's got to make it count. All right. Next up, number 14 on my list for best coaches, or I guess you would call this the third worst coach in the Big 12 right now, I will give it to Arizona's Brent Brennan. You know, at San Jose State, I know it's a bad program, and he worked hard to turn that thing around. They went 2-11 his first year, but he went 34-48 at San Jose State. His best year came in 2020 when he went 7-1. After that, 5-7, 7-5, 7-6. All right? Now, 1 year at Arizona, he goes 4-8, 2-7 in the Big 12 with the talent that he had coming back, taking over from a team that had a great final year in the Pac-12. Now, I know it was a chaotic offseason. It is tough to transition to a new league, but Brent Brennan, looking at it top to bottom, deserves to be near the bottom of the Big 12 coaching rankings. Now we get to number 13. And nothing about this is going to be controversial. I know. None of it, right? Joy McGuire, Texas Tech. Now remember, Joy McGuire has only been a head coach at the college ranks for 3 seasons. Now he has done something that no Texas Tech coach has ever, or hasn't done since Spike Dykes, and that is have 3 straight seasons above 500, which is a great step in the right direction. But I think there's still a lot for Joy McGuire to prove as a college football coach. He can skyrocket up these rankings this season with this collection of talent and this team. This is his moment. All right, but when you combine the fact that the guy has only been a head coach at this level, I'm not counting high school. I'm sorry, that's a different game, more or less a different sport in some respects. I'm not counting this as like, what have you done at the high school ranks? I'm looking at you as a college football coach. And I still believe that as much as Joy McGuire has done a good start in turning around Texas Tech, there's a lot of pressure to make this the year that he takes this program to the next level. And there are no excuses for Joy McGuire in 2025. He has the most talent that Texas Tech has maybe had in 15 to 20 years since the late Mike Leach. And he's got the best collection of talent in the entire Big 12. Those are facts. He's got to win this year, and he's got to win big. And if he does, he will shoot up these rankings. But right now, I've got him at number 13. At number 12, this may also be somewhat surprising to you, but I will explain it. I've got Sonny Dykes, the head coach at TCU. Now, this guy got to a national championship. I will not take anything away from what he did in 2022 with TCU. I won't do it. Okay? But let's not forget that the Cal era was a disaster. It was a total mess. Goes to SMU. Decent. Now, they were in the American then. That was not, of course, the ACC. Did okay. I mean, it wasn't great. It was about a 500 coach, more or less. And then he goes to TCU. He has a great first year. But remember, that was with basically Gary Patterson's team. Now, sometimes guys just need a new message, right? Or they need a new messenger. That appears to be what happened with that TCU team. They got the right guy, but also remember, Max Duggan was not the starter that season. He was not named the starter. Starter gets injured, Duggan comes in, and the rest is history. If that doesn't happen, how is that year different for TCU? And then, of course, they come back, and they go 3-6 to follow that up in 2023. 5-7, miss a bowl game. You go from national championship to missing a bowl game? That's a bad look. Last year was better. This is a big year for Sonny Dykes in defining how great of a coach he can be at this level. All right? And I think that's something that we've got to acknowledge and look at and realize that, you know what? All in all, there is a lot to prove this year for Sonny Dykes. So we'll keep that list going from ranking Big 12 coaches from worst to first. And next up on my list is Dave Aranda with the Baylor Bears. Another guy who has a lot to prove this year in the Big 12 conference. Now, we know what he did early in his career, right? We know what he did at Baylor early in 2021. He gets to a Big 12 championship, wins it, beats Oklahoma State, wins a Sugar Bowl. That's all fantastic. But he was a couple of games away, maybe one game away last year, from getting fired. And then, of course, they turned things around in the second half of the season, and the rest is history. That game, I think it was like mid to late October last year at Texas Tech, may have been the game that saved his job. That is the game that started the 6-game winning streak for Baylor to wrap up the season. They went to Lubbock. They won it by, I want to say it was 20 points. And then they got on a roll after that. But at that point, they had the bad Colorado loss. They had the bad BYU loss. They struggled mightily at Iowa State as well. And it was like, man, the Railers are coming off real fast, and Aranda's done. And then they had that great win at Texas Tech, and that really turns things around for Dave Aranda. So as much as I'm looking at it, I'm saying, okay, the guy has won a Big 12 championship. Credit to him for that. We're going on 4 years ago now, right? And there have been a lot of struggles since then, despite the fact that they've had talent that would suggest they should not have been as bad as they were the last 3 years in the Big 12. So I've got Dave Aranda just outside the top 10 in the Big 12. Now, moving on up the list as we rank the Big 12 head football coaches from bottom to top. All right, you ready for this? Who's ready for this? Next up on my list, and some of you may not like this where it is, but I'm going to put Kenny Dillingham next on my list at number 10. Now, you may say, wait, the guy just won the Big 12. What do you mean? He's been a head coach for 2 years. 2 years. And don't get me wrong. Last year was amazing. Picked to finish dead last. That says more about the media. That says more about my industry, though, than it does Arizona State. And they go out there. They win the Big 12. They get to a college football playoff. Amazing. I'm not taking anything away from last year. But I'm looking at a head coach's resume. I'm doing my best to kind of put it all together and say, what have you done as a head coach? And then also, what have you done recently? And what have you done in the Big 12? Put it all together. And I still think that as great as last year was for Arizona State, this year is going to be very telling for Kenny Dillingham. Is Cam Scataboo that generational player that made last year what it was? For the record, I don't think he is. I think he was a great player. I think he can be a productive NFL player. I don't believe that reliant on just what Cam Scataboo did last season. If things go well, Sam Levitt's in New York City for a Heisman Trophy finalist conversation. So I don't buy it. I'm just saying there's a lot that still has to be proven from Kenny Dillingham. And the sense I got at Big 12 Media Days is that he knows that. He understands that. So that's why I've got him where I've got him. On this list. So Kenny Dillingham comes in as I count this down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got him at number 10 on that list right now. All right. So here we go. Next up, I'm going somewhere that some of you probably wanted me to go earlier, but I'm trying to do my best here as best I can to count this thing down. Let me make sure I'm in the right place. Hang on one sec.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
All right, here we go. At number 9, counting down the Big 12 coaches, I have got Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, in at number 9. Some of you probably are like, wait, he should be way lower, way lower. No. Hold on a second here, okay? I don't think you guys are giving him enough credit for what Colorado did turning this thing around. And also, he does have a history winning, taking Jackson State from a middle-of-the-road nothing program to, in his last 2 years, going 16-0 in league play And then Colorado goes 4-8 in 2023, bounces to 9-4. So I'm putting Coach Prime in at number 9 on my list for ranking the Big 12 football coaches. That's where I've got him, and I will let that be very non-controversial. I know that it won't be, and you guys can do with it what you want. But you know what? I'm going to put him and feel really good with having him at number 9 on my list. All right? Next up, here we go, as we get to the top half here in the Big 12. Number 8. Kalani Sitake is at number 8. That's where I've got him as my Big 12 coaching rankings continue on down. He's done a really nice job at BYU. Of course, the only place he's been a head coach, from independent now to the Big 12. Last year was a great step in the right direction for Kalani Sitake. And, you know, they've had some really good seasons. They've had some seasons where they struggled mightily. But given the constraints that BYU has as an athletic program, understanding that, as we saw with Jake Retzlaff, there are things that other programs don't have to deal with, Kalani Sitake is well-deserving to be in the top half of those rankings. Meantime, at number 7, I'm going to Rich Rodriguez. Rich Rod comes in at number 7. We all know about the struggles at Michigan. But prior to that, he had West Virginia as a national championship contender towards the end of his tenure there in 2006-2007. And don't forget, before that, I mean, Glenville State, he did really well there. I know, it's Glenville State, but still. Then he goes to Michigan, and it didn't go well for him at Michigan. Didn't go great at Arizona either. But he's rebuilt himself, Jacksonville State. And even the Arizona era wasn't as bad as some people made it out to be. He was about a 500 coach. He did end up winning the Pac-12 South at one point in 2014. So long tenure and a lot of success. So I'm having Rich Rod in my top half at number 7 for the Big 12 coaching rankings. At number 6, I've got Willie Fritz at Houston. I know, 1 year in the Big 12. But by the way, you started to see this team get better as last year progressed, and they could be a team that is a sleeper team in the Big 12 this year. This guy has won everywhere he's been. Everywhere. He has turned things around. Back to Central Missouri 25, 30 years ago, to Sam Houston State, to Georgia Southern, to Tulane, where, of course, he won the league the last couple of seasons, and now he's working to turn around Houston. That was just done, absolutely done under Dana Holgorsen. Dana Holgorsen knows how to ruin a program like few other coaches do. He killed West Virginia when he left there. Neil Brown was given a very difficult situation, and he left Houston with nothing to work with, and Willie Fritz is now in charge of turning this thing around. All right? So that's where I've got Willie Fritz in the top 6. Now we get to our top 5 coaches in the Big 12. At number 5, I'm going with Kansas State head coach Chris Klieman. Chris Klieman taken over seamlessly from Bill Snyder. That is very difficult to do. We know what he did taking over North Dakota State, which had a lot of success. He won multiple Division I national championships. But he took over a program that also was in a great spot. It's tough to take over a program from a legend like Bill Snyder. But he also took over a program that was built by Bill Snyder, similar to North Dakota State. Chris Klieman, I would have him higher, but he hasn't had to really build any program from scratch. That's not something he's had to do. I'm not taking anything away from him. But the reason I maybe don't have him higher than some of the other people is because, one, the people above him, as you'll see, have longer tenures at the Power 4 level, and in some cases had to totally take over and rebuild from scratch. So that's why I've got Chris Klieman at number 5 on my Big 12 coaching rankings. At number 4, I'm putting Mike Gundy at number 4. I probably would have had him top 3, but last year was just so bad and so embarrassing. But Mike Gundy took a program that was a basketball school and turned it into a football school, and he's done it for 20 years. And as bad as last year was, Stillwater is changed forever because of Mike Gundy. And I cannot take that away from him. What he has done, frankly, this team should have played for a national championship back in 2011. You can thank Ames, Iowa for that not happening. And every time you think that Gundy's not going to get it done, he seems to shock you, right? He just does. And even though he's come up short in a couple of Big 12 championship games the last few years, and even though last year was absolutely abysmal, he's one of the longest current tenured head coaches at the Power 4 level, top two, and I think he's starting to understand how the game needs to be played and the world of NIL and where this thing is trending. He's admitting he's hired coaches now from the SEC. He's bringing guys in. He's paying for portals, for portal players, and that's how this has to go. So I've still got Mike Gundy in my top five at number four. At number three, Kyle Whittingham. At the University of Utah Utes, Kyle Whittingham, you talk about a guy, obviously, who has an incredible tenure and has taken this program from the Mountain West to the Pac-12 to now to the Big 12 and has found himself winning basically at every level in every conference, and I believe he will end up turning things around after last year in year one of the Big 12 at Utah. Okay, he's a winner. He took down and took care of the Pac-12 when it was still the old Pac-12 and it had the Oregons and the USCs of the world and the Washingtons of the world. He was able to beat them. He did this at a program that was far from a blue blood, that does have some good local talent on both sides of the line, found enough skill position talent to make it work and to win at a very high level. So Kyle Whittingham comes in at number three on my list of Big 12 coaching rankings. And at number two on my list, when it comes to Big 12 coaching rankings, is Lance Leipold, Kansas Jayhawks. You talk about winning at every level. Wisconsin Whitewater, multiple D3 national championships. Goes to Buffalo, turns that program around from stinking to winning double-digit games by the end of his tenure. And then he takes over the worst Power 5 at the time job in America. A team that had not done anything in a decade and a half. That if they won two games a year, you were hitting the over on your bets. To now being a team that's consistently fighting for bowl games and that won nine games a couple of years ago. And if things break right for them this year, they can do that again. Lance Leipold, if you're not a Big 12 fan or a longtime Big 12 fan, if you're maybe one of the newer schools in the Big 12, just understanding how worthless Kansas football was, the perception of that program, how it was a guaranteed win on the schedule every year, that doesn't exist right now in the Big 12. But you go back in the 2010s, we were covering it, I was covering it, many of you were watching it. You knew, you played Kansas, you were getting a win that week. And Lance Leipold turned that around in 2 to 3 years. And while last year didn't meet expectations, a lot of that I think was because Jalen Daniels was catching up after being injured for a couple of years. They closed strong. I think they could surprise people this year. And even if they only make a bowl game, do you understand? Like, Kansas making a bowl game was laughable the year before Lance Leipold got there with Les Miles. Laughable. So that's why I've got Lance Leipold at number two on my list. And atop my list for best coaches in the Big 12 Conference, Matt Campbell at Iowa State. You talk about laughable, that was also Iowa State football. The notion that Iowa State football could ever play for two Big 12 championships in the span of a few years. The notion that bowl games would be guaranteed and expected every single year for Iowa State football was laughable before Matt Campbell got there. The notion that in a world where you've got to pay to retain and attract your players, Iowa State would be a consistent contender in the Big 12 would have been laughable. And the reason it's not named Iowa is because of Matt Campbell. He's the kind of guy who wouldn't take the credit for that. he would say, oh, there's a lot of people around me, and that's because he's a good man and he's a great leader. But the reality is, he's the reason for all of this. He is. And you go back to his time at Toledo, right? What he did there, going 35-15. Building up Iowa State to bowl eligibility, and then playing for a Big 12 championship, losing to OU, winning a Fiesta Bowl, to 4 years later, doing it again, getting to a Big 12 championship, losing it, unfortunately for them, winning a Pop-Tarts Bowl. And now you say every year, Iowa State's going to be in the mix. That is unfathomable before Matt Campbell got there to say this about Iowa State football. And he's done it for the longest time of all the coaches at the top of the Big 12 who have done more with less based on what the program was, what the expectations have been, and what the expectations will be going forward. That's how I end up with Matt Campbell at the top of my list for best coaches in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. It is great to have you here. Please do make sure that you are subscribed. We would greatly appreciate that because guess what? Big 12 football is right around the corner. We are 6 weeks away, as of this conversation, from the Big 12 being back, baby. Cannot wait. All right, let's get to some of your reaction. Bracket Cat says, the top five you got there are right. I just don't think they're in the right order. Adding here that only Klieman and Gundy have won the league. I understand that. I understand what you're saying there, that only Klieman and Gundy have won the league. But once again, I'm doing this based on what have you done, in part based on what your expectations were, what you took over, what you walked into, right? If I just did it based on who's won a Big 12 title or who's had success, I wouldn't have had Sonny Dykes down at number 11 on my list. But I think you've got to factor in more than just who's won a Big 12 title. Right? I don't think that's the only way you can rank these things. So that's why I put together that list the way I did. But I understand where those critiques may come in. What else do we have here? Some TCU fans don't like where Sonny Dykes is. I understand that. I get it. West Virginia, Brown and Beers, as a WVU fan, fair spot to put Rich Rod. I think I had him looking at my list here at number 7. Listen, the guy's had an incredible career. You can't take that away from him. And I think he's going to do a good job. It'll take a little time, maybe, turning the Mountaineers around. But he can absolutely do it. There's no doubt about it. Well, it is great to have you guys here. Please make sure you are subscribed. And as always, our merch shop is open. All right? We're giving that stuff away as well, T-shirts and whatnot, when you leave us a rating and a review on the podcast, and just share it with someone if you don't mind. If you know a Big 12 fan who's not listening to this show, please do share it with them. Get them to subscribe because this is all grassroots. This is how we've grown this show for years now. You spreading the word, spreading the message, and doing that before the season starts is a great way to help us beat all the big dogs out there when it comes to Big 12 shows and Big 12 podcasts. So thank you, guys. Can't wait to get to the season, and we have so much more content coming your way over the next few weeks. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we'll see you on the website and also on the free heartlandcollegesports.com forums. Talk to you soon.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.